Last year's album, Only Santa Knows, was only the start of a huge year for Delta. She's backed up that release with another new album, a book, and an upcoming tour, then maybe a nap. Delta Goodrum, good morning.
Good morning. Pretty much that's how it happened. Only Santa Knows, all right, maybe a month of, like, sort of rest, and off we go. New record's out.
Crazy.
Congratulations. It's so exciting. I don't want to put things on a bit of a weird note here, Delta, but you've actually upset my co-host, Damon, here.
Yeah, Delta.
Oh, no, wait, what have I done?
Well, looking through the track list of the new album, as I did with Only Santa Knows, I'm at a bit of a loss because I can't see the beautiful piece of music that we made together. I just want to jog your memory here. The Newsmas carol, Bright Newsmas. Here it is. Where the white tree glistens and everybody listens to the information they will want to know.
Said I'm hoping for a bright Newsmas with every piece of news I write.
Now, Delta, it wasn't in the Christmas special and it's not on any albums. I have not got any calls from Sony. What is going on?
You have to be patient in music. It's about next year's Christmas. You've got to build on Christmas carols when they're new lyrics. Like, you can't just expect it to be a Christmas classic straight away.
I don't understand the biz. I'm okay. I'll wait till, like, October then, and then we'll see.
Then we'll go for it again. We'll have a new show then anyway, so you never know. There's still time.
Good.
I love that you just got told by one of the nicest people in Australia. Oh, gosh. Now, Delta, we know that you've had a very interesting ride over recent years. In 2018, you had some surgery and there were some complications that led to the paralysis of a nerve in your tongue, and you then woke up to be quite shocked that you couldn't control your speech. That has to be possibly the worst news for a singer, right?
Yeah, it's definitely a very unique moment in time. And it's funny because I definitely did have an instinct that something was, I knew I was in this moment for a second. Like, I was like, okay, I just have this feeling, like, because we originally were headed over to the UK and we started to go, oh, well, flights are next, so we'll move it another week. And I was like, I just have a feeling I'm in this for a little bit longer than expected.
Wow, okay.
And I was, you know.
It's nice.
The story is absolutely incredible. Obviously knew a little bit about what had happened to you, but knowing we were going to catch up today, I watched the video that's on your Instagram and it was very, very moving. It's been a huge journey for you to get here. Are you proud of yourself? You should be.
Yeah, oh, that's so kind, Molly. No, I definitely am. I feel like that was an unpredictable moment, and the important part of sharing that video was about reminding people that you just don't know what someone's going through. You know, it's never, ever what it looks like. And I think when people were going through so much last year, and we're lucky in Australia for sure, but when we had no idea what was going to happen, I was really relating to the moment going, I understand the unpredictability because, you know, when I was waiting for a nerve to come back, I didn't know whether it was 3 months, 6 months, a year. And there's such an unpredictable nature about it that, you know, we had to be so patient with each other in a moment where we had no idea what was about to happen.
Yeah, exactly. And you said it was a bit of a rebirth. It sounds like you really took the experience and tried to make the most of it as such.
Well, I mean, there's definitely a surrender at the start of that moment. You know, what can I do except for if the more I panic, the more it would be a little bit more stressful. So it's very important that you sort of surrender to the moment and then kick in. And that's why in the song Paralyzed, there's the bridge is so important because it's like that kick in fight where you go, all right, I've got to work harder at this. I've got to, you know, do more speech therapy. How can I make sure I get through this? And that was that kind of fighting spirit in that song. And I talk a lot about that in the book.
The song Paralyzed is on the brand new record, Bridge Over Troubled Dreams. You've got the upcoming tour and the book, which are all called the same thing, which must get confusing. Why all the same?
They are, because to me, they look at like as one piece of work. Like it's one thing for me right now. But you are missing one thing. I was thinking about when I was talking to you, because you are Power FM, I was like, I actually have a song called The Power. And
of
I was
course
like,
you do.
What if they know there's a song, The Power? And I was like, you know, I was thinking about Adelaide's football team, and I was like, I was like, oh, I wonder if it's...
I think you want to be our mascot, Delta. That's a feeling I'm getting.
What I'm saying is I'm trying to be a mascot because my family is in Adelaide, you know.
Delta, doing the book, I mean, you're someone who's always expressed herself so well through your music. The songs are so honest. Mm. But does writing a book allow you to do that more extensively?
For sure. I think specifically it just felt like the right time for this. I've always tried to... when the time is right, like find a new area to kind of continue to grow. And I, the book makes you able to kind of go through a lot more rather than just a succinct 3-minute song where it has, yes, the core of the message, but you know, all the branches that go into one single sentence in a song. There's so much when you're chatting away in a studio.
The power. Delta Goodrum's The Power. She joins us this morning. Her Bridge Over Troubled Dreams album is out now. Molly, you want to play a bit of a game today?
Yeah, is that okay, Delta?
Yeah, I love a game.
Okay, so what we do here on Power FM Breakfast, we play lyrical headlines where our stunning newsreader, Jenny Lindemann, reads us lyrics of pop songs and we have to guess which song it is. We thought we'd play this with you, but it's all your music and you've got to guess.
Let's do it.
Okay. In today's news, in times you are alone, your heart is far from home, just close
the
your
power.
Eyes. Yeah.
Oh, straight away, this is good. This should be easy. Let's see if we can nail another one.
In today's news, you'll hear me singing. Do, 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 do.
Little too late.
I just wanted to say do continuously until you got that one. Personally, one of my favourite songs of yours did get a spin in the studio off air.
No way. That's hilarious.
Okay.
Yes?
Dreams are coming true. Dreams are coming true. In today's news, my first mistake was trying to please everybody, only to realise I ain't need anybody, nobody. But all I ever wanted was acceptance. It's a hard one.
Delta. It is a Delta song, isn't it, Molly?
It is, but Delta, you may not have sung this. This may be a rap.
Oh, so it's enough.
Good trick. I
all
like
I ever
that.
Wanted was acceptance till I hit it. Okay. Well done. I love that you gave that to me too.
Well, as Delta loses her voice here, let's wrap it up with The Bridge Over Troubled Dreams. The new album is out now. The book is also available now where all good books are sold. Plus, The Bridge Over Troubled Dreams tour Friday, October 15 at the Adelaide Entertainment Centre Arena. Tickets through Ticketek. Delta, thank you so much for joining us again. I'll await the call from your record label around October.
Perfect. Thank you so much.